Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with all of our fabulous bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR, and creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that shares their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you.
Well, thank you, Stacey. That was a wonderful intro. And this is Annie Jennings speaking. And I'd like to introduce our first guest of the day. This is Dr. Lori Moore, a licensed marriage and family therapist who has helped countless people heal from broken hearts, no matter how deeply torn inside they felt. Today, we'll be talking about the broken heart solution and how you can find opportunity in a broken heart. Welcome, Dr. Lori Moore.
Thank you, Annie. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, it's certainly our pleasure, and certainly all of our listeners. I mean, who hasn't at some time in their lives experienced a broken heart? So what's interesting to me about this conversation today is that you say that there's actually opportunity in a broken heart. So our first question is, can someone really solve a broken heart, or is time the only solution?
Well, it's a really good question. And of course, time is part of what is necessary when someone is suffering from a broken heart. But people sometimes get stuck and become cynical or desperate or go into deep depression. That doesn't have to happen simply because they don't have the right tools and support. With the right tools and support, people start to find that there is opportunity in a broken heart, that there's an even deeper fulfillment, a deeper state of peace that is calling a person through that broken heart. And with some help, they can find that.
Well, it reminds me of the saying, with every crisis comes opportunity.
Yes, absolutely so. And the heart, of course, is the center of our entire experience. The heart is what gives us joy and love and happiness. And when the heart's broken, somebody is deeply and understandably upset and in grief mm-hmm. about something that's happened with someone else or with another situation, and really they're being called back to find self-love and self-peace, which is very, very possible. I've seen it happen in different ways for many people time and time again.
All right, so what are some of the steps? How does someone address a broken heart? How is that done?
Well, the most important step, and the one that we overlook most often, is that we are being asked to embrace the broken heart, to really fully step in to the feeling of a broken heart rather than try to fight it off, rather than run away, rather than make up a whole dialogue about it. If we can simply allow ourselves to merge into that sensation, that depth of feeling in the heart, what happens time and time again is people find they literally pop out of the broken heart. They pop into some other very new feeling to them, like unconditional joy or self-love.
Well,
wow,
sounds
that's pretty
like
amazing.
Us, you know,
yeah.
Sounds like we might all want a broken heart.
I don't think
life
you go
supplies
through life
them.
Without one.
Yeah, so... Everyone goes through broken hearts more than once, and you know, sometimes it's because of the love relationship, sometimes it's because someone died, sometimes it's because someone's deeply disappointed, disillusioned, or betrayed. And so we do look for what do we do when our heart is suffering. And like I said, stepping in to the feeling completely, even I've seen it so many times now, but I'm still amazed when someone comes in devastated and I help them to go right into that feeling in their heart rather than fight it, and they arrive at new insight and new feeling and new peace.
Well, what is that like? I mean, what do you mean by stepping into the broken heart? Can you explain that a little bit to us? What would that
yes.
be like?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we have a broken heart, obviously there's this feeling that's plaguing us all day long. Your heart's wrenching, your heart's aching, and it's taking your focus from everything. And when you give your consciousness, give your full focus to the sensation, literally the physical sensation in your heart, simply give 100% to feeling it rather than trying to pull away from that feeling,
right.
something
mm-hmm.
very different happens. And it's unique in each situation, but what's in common with each situation is everyone I work with in this way ends up in an inspired state. So all of a sudden, when they go fully into that sensation, they're feeling peace, or they're laughing, or they're crying, but it's a crying relief, or they're feeling love again.
Well, it sounds remarkable that you've been able to identify a method of actually healing and learning from and coming out stronger on the other side of a broken heart. It's really promising. It's a wonderful thing. You know, I just from what I've seen, sometimes people don't come back from a broken heart. It really changes their lives, and they may never love again.
And
they may be damaged.
Yes, and that's why it's so important that people learn that there's a way through instead of a way out. Because, yes, what you say is so accurate. When a heart is broken, someone can end up so devastated that they never trust again. They never let themselves fall in love again. They never give themselves fully again. But when someone is given the awareness that by fully giving themselves to the broken heart, the way they first gave themselves to what they trusted, there will be a natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
And with natural... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Dr. Moore, you talked about having examples and knowing so many people and still being amazed when this process works. Can you actually give us a real-life example of someone that's done this?
Yes, Shirley Hart, and it's funny her last name is Hart, but she did give me permission to talk about her. She is a Hay House author, and she came to me with a broken heart. Now, her broken heart was due to her relationship with her own son. It wasn't a romantic love relationship. It was with her son, and it was a 20-year broken heart because she felt extremely rejected by him. She felt that she could do no right, and that was her own son. She had been pushed away and rejected by her son, who told her she was a bad mother. And this plagued her. I mean, I can't hardly imagine what it would be like to live with that for 20 years. And she didn't think anything would solve it because she'd been through all kinds of therapies. And it was something she just had to live with. This part of her life was living with this devastation. And so I took her through the process, and she went from devastation in 30 minutes to deep, deep fear. I mean, she said, "I don't know if I can do this, Lori. This is bringing up so much fear. I think I'm not going to get through. I'm going to die or something." And I just urged her to keep going. And the fear shifted into this peace she had never known before, this peace that was so pervasive and full that she was not in pain anymore. She is not in pain anymore about her son and about the judgment she made about herself from being rejected. She found this peace that was deeper than any circumstance. It sounds too good to be true, but I just see it happening over and over and over. Yeah.
Well, of course, that's why we're here to share that message, right, to reach out to people that are plagued by this broken heart. And have you used this method yourself? Is this how you have come up with the strategy for others?
You know, when more than once, but I'll talk about one situation today, which was when my mother died, and it was really devastating to me. And she hadn't reached old age, so it wasn't like I was expecting it. And yes, this is what got me through so that the experience became something. Of course, there was sorrow, there was grief, but the experience brought me into a deeper richness, a fullness, and I feel her love with me even though she's not in physical form. And so, yes, very much so.
And, you know, Stacey, if I can just interject one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been addressing broken heart as if it's a romantic broken heart, but you just gave us a wonderful example. Broken hearts can come from disappointments, from loss of friendships, loss of siblings and family members, and so many things that come at us throughout our lives.
Yes.
Not just a romantically broken heart.
Yes, that's correct. People enter broken heart for a number of different reasons. Like you said, it can be loss, betrayal, as well as the disappointment of a broken romantic relationship.
Right.
Wow. Well, everyone can use this information then, no matter where their broken heart is coming from. So we thank you, Dr. Lori Moore, for a wonderful interview and sharing and offering hope for those that are suffering and that they could come out of the darkness with even better and finding that opportunity in their broken heart. And if you would like to connect personally with Dr. Lori Moore, you can call her at 831-477-7007. That's 831-477-7007. 7007. Email Dr. Moore at successlovenow22@gmail.com, successlovenow22@gmail.com, or visit her at her website, which is www.counselingscottsvalley.us. So thanks so much. We really appreciate you being here with us, Dr. Moore.
Thank you, and I wish a healing and full heart to all those out there who are in need.
This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Dr. Lori Moore and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. That's JenningsWire.com. Thanks again, Dr. Moore.
Thank you.